Chapter 49 Hopeful Told. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Isaiah 64, verse 6. Everything was dark in my life. Hopeful, I would like to ask you something. What would you like to ask, Christian? We have traveled together for a while already, but how did you actually come onto this way? Hopeful looked at Christian a moment. Do you mean in what way I began to seek the good for my soul? Yes, that is what I mean. Oh, I am certainly willing to tell you that. Hopeful thought for a moment, and then began his story. For a long time, I was only busy with the things which can be seen, with everything that was for sale at the fair. That was my delight. If I would have continued in that, it would have come to a bad end with me. Then I would have been plunged into eternal destruction and ruin. That would have been terrible, Christian said. But what especially were you so busy with? I was busy with all the riches of the world. I wanted to have everything, and I drank much strong drink, so much that I often was drunk. I also liked to swear by the name of God. I enjoyed lying and committing all kinds of filthy sins. I desecrated the Lord's day and did so much evil, too much to mention. I did everything I could to destroy my soul. But on a certain day, I saw you and the other dear brother. Christian smiled. You mean Faithful? Yes. That was Faithful, who was killed because of his faith. He wanted to live according to God's will, just like you. I saw everything. I also listened to your words. You and Faithful talked about divine matters. I constantly had to think about it. I also noticed that the end of all things is death. God's wrath must come on all children of disobedience, so on me too. Disobedience must be punished. Did you know all of that right away? Christian asked. No. In the beginning, I was not convinced so quickly. I did not understand much of it yet. God's power was necessary to show me the evil of sin. I had to learn that after sin comes the curse. I knew so little yet. Everything was still dark in my life. I did not even see many sins. But then the light of the Lord began to shine. How that frightened me. In the beginning, I did not want to see all those sins. I tried to close my eyes for the light. You tried to resist the first work of God's Spirit? Yes, that is actually what it was. Why did you do that? Questioned Christian. I did not know it was God's work. I never thought this would happen if you were converted. You did not know the Lord first shows you your sins? Christian asked, understandingly. No, and to be honest, I found it difficult to immediately stop committing all sins. They were still too sweet for me. Neither did I want to miss my former sinful friends yet. So, you tried to resist the work of the Lord in your heart? Yes, exactly. But also, I was very afraid sometimes when the Lord convinced me. I did not want that. It bothered me. When it was over for a moment, I did not want to think of it anymore. I could not stand it at all, confessed Hopeful. So everything you felt in your soul sometimes stopped?
Yes,
but it came back time and again, and then it was as bad as before.
Yes, even much worse.
What caused you to think of your sins again?
Many things.
Once I met someone on the street who feared the Lord. Then I immediately saw how sinful I was myself. That also happened when I heard someone reading the Bible, and when I had the slightest headache, I immediately had to think of my sins again. Also, when I heard that neighbors became sick, or when I heard the bells toll because someone had died, then I had a scare again. When I heard about someone who died suddenly, or when I thought of my own death, I was busy with it again. Then I thought, maybe I will soon be judged too.
Could you not push all those sins and guilt away then? Christian wanted to know.
Hopeful shook his head. No, I could not do that anymore. My heart constantly told me I had sinned grievously. Sometimes I thought of beginning to sin again, even though I did not really want to anymore. Oh, then it was so difficult for me. It was doubly heavy. I tried to live a good life. Christian understood that it was very difficult for Hopeful.
You did not want to sin anymore, right? But what did you do then?
I thought I should try to live a better life, Hopeful answered. Otherwise, I had to go to hell.
Did you do your best for this?
Yes, I shunned all sins and also my sinful friends. I began to pray and read. I cried about my sins. I also talked much about the Bible with other people. I did much more, too much to mention.
And did you think it was well with you then?
Yes, for a little while. But then those fearful thoughts came back again. Christian questioningly looked at his friend.
Did you not improve your life? Was this then not good enough?
No. The Lord was going to teach me something. He said, "All thy righteousnesses are as filthy rags."
All your righteousnesses?
Yes, those were all my good things, all those things which I thought I did well, my praying, my reading, my tears. All my righteousnesses were as filthy rags, a filthy, dirty rag which you would throw away.
So, it was not good between the Lord and you yet?
No, it was not good, Christian. That is also written in his word. It can never become right by our good works. If we did everything which God commanded, then we are still not useful servants. Then we only did what we had to do. I thought to enter heaven by trying to obey the law of the Lord. But now I saw how foolish I was.
Foolish?
Yes. I will try to explain this. Look, if I need to pay 100 pieces of money in a store, I have a debt. Every time I enter the storekeeper tells me, "You still need to pay 100 pieces of money, my friend." Even if I have paid for my new groceries, I still need to pay that old debt. The storekeeper may imprison me because I still have a debt.
Christian nodded.
But tell me now, why do you tell this about that store?
Look, Hopeful said, I thought by myself, I also have a great debt with God. For I have committed very many sins.
God wrote everything down in his book, and everything remains there, even though I improve my life.
But it is a good thing if you improve your life, isn't it?
Yes, that is a good thing, Christian. But the old debt is not gone with my improvements. I must continually ask, Lord, deliver me from the damnation I made myself worthy of by my sins.
You saw that correctly, Hopeful. Go on.
Hopeful needed someone else.
Hopeful continued,
there was something else which kept me restless. I lived a better life, but I discovered that my best works were still sinful. When I paid close attention, I noticed that new sins were added all the time. Before, I thought I did some things well, but now I saw that in one good thing were still so many sins. Only for that reason alone, I would have to go to hell, even if I would not have done anything else wrong.
And what did you do then?
I did not know what I had to do myself, but I finally went to Faithful. I wanted to tell him everything, for we knew each other very well.
And what did he say?
He told me that it could only become right if my life was right before God.
And that was not the case, you just said.
No, my life could never become right before God.
And what else did Faithful say?
He told me that I needed the righteousness of someone else, from someone who had never sinned.
Righteousness?
Yes, that means that it is right between God and me. Even though I did my very best, I could not exist before God like this. Even though I had all the good things of myself and the entire world together, it would not be right before God. One wrong thing corrupts everything. God is so holy that he cannot stand one sin.
And did you believe it was true what Faithful told you?
Yes, now I did, but earlier I would not have believed it.
Christian nodded. You believed he was right?
Yes. Not until then did I believe I needed someone who never sinned.
Could you think that such a one existed?
No, at first I could not, but Faithful told me much about it, and then I knew for sure.
Did you ask who this was?
Yes, Hopeful nodded gladly. He told me it was the Lord Jesus, who now sits at the right hand of the Most High.
Yes, Christian said, he it is.
Only the Lord Jesus can make things right between God and us.
Explanation.
Christian had walked with Hopeful for a while already. Still, Hopeful had never told how the Lord had converted him. Christian now asked about it. That is allowed. Today we may ask God's children how they came into the right way.
Hopeful learned that he could not die like this. The Lord wanted to use other people for it. The Lord still wants to do that today.
After a while, Hopeful found out he could not be saved by living a better life. He had to learn that he needed someone who takes his guilt upon himself. Thus we see that room is made for the Lord Jesus.